I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We welcome in former Steelers tight end. I'd like to talk to this guy. Matt Spaeth joins us right now. Matt, a very good morning to you. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We're great. Awesome. And you know what? The reason I wanted to have you on, I was driving around this week and I heard you on a national show and I said, wow, this is a good voice. This is somebody who's talking about something that they know and they sound really, really good talking about it. And let's start there. Let's talk about something you know, and that's Ben being your quarterback and that's Ben doing some things. What do you make of the kind of aw shucks, nobody's given us a chance routine that Ben put on yesterday, and what has been like in a playoff situation and getting ready to go play a playoff game?
Well, first of all, I love it. I think it was, you know, very calculated, kind of sending a message to the guys like, hey, nobody's given us a chance. We're the underdogs, and what are we going to do about it? So when I saw it, I loved it. It wasn't just by happenstance. It was very measured. It was very calculated, and Ben knows what he's doing.
Do you think there's extra juice in the room for those guys to send Ben out on as high a note as they can? Is that why we got the performances we've gotten the last 2 weeks to get them into the playoffs?
I think it's a huge part of it. I don't think it's all, because all those guys are competitors. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to get to the playoffs and you know, play an additional game and get a chance, right? But I think knowing that Ben, or assuming that Ben is going out, has definitely added juice. And I think those guys are playing for Ben, and I think they're rallying around him. And that's why I'm pretty excited to see what happens Sunday night.
You know, Matt, one of the things, and a lot of people talk about this, it's like, well, you know, people say, oh, Ben's washed up, doesn't have it. And then they say, well, you see what he's doing at the end of games, especially the last 2 weeks. And then last week in particular, it's like 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, 4th and 8, whatever. How can he show that urgency, and how can the team let him show that urgency, say, in the first quarter, where they've had a lot of problems this year?
They have struggled in the first half, and I've joked around with buddies as we watch the game now. I just say, hey, we just got to keep it close in the first half because we're a second-half team. That being said, I don't know. You know, it's a playoff game. I think there's going to be a sense of urgency from the get-go. Ben is going to make the throws. His receivers got to make the plays and get open and make the catches. I think there's going to be an added, you know, sense of urgency no matter what, because it is the playoffs. I don't think we're going to see that, you know, wait till the second half and let's make some plays. I think we're going to see it early on and from the get-go and throughout the game.
You could speak to this positionally. Take a guy like Freiermuth, okay? He's going to be out there. He's going to be counted on in a pretty big way. But he's also, and I say this all the time, it's different when you look down and you see AFC playoffs or NFL playoffs painted on the field. You know it's different. What's it like playing in that first playoff game for anybody, for Najee Harris, for Pat Freiermuth, for someone? What was that like for you, and is there a different buzz in the air that you can feel?
There's a different buzz all week long. I remember just the locker room when we had media presence in there, and you could just feel it because there's a lot less games going on. So all of a sudden, your locker room is full all week long during media time. And you feel it all week. There's, in meetings, there's an extra sense of urgency. There's an extra focus, I would say. And, you know, even when you travel and you walk into the stadium and everything is different, and especially when you first walk out on the field, it's just a different vibe and it's just a different energy.
Is it the same in other places, Matt? Like, and I don't just mean for the players, but the feeling in the city, right? Like, we debuted the Here We Go song, the latest updated version this morning. We're going to play it again in a couple minutes. We're talking about the terrible towel and just the atmosphere. Now, it's not being played at Heinz Field. It's being played at Arrowhead. But just can the atmosphere in the city lend itself to sort of heightening that, I guess, awareness of, oh, this is different for a player?
I remember when I was playing and I was amazed. First of all, just during any day during the season or just any day of the week, but especially around playoff time, just driving around, and some of these guys will see it just driving to the south side of practice, and all of a sudden you'll realize everybody's wearing their Steeler gear to and from work. And I think when you see that, you just see how passionate the city is and how much they love, you know, Steeler football. And all of a sudden you go from seeing people wearing work clothes to Steeler gear during the week. And I think that's just like another added layer of the excitement around the city for the guys.
You know, Matt, the thing that struck me a lot of times was, you know, going to cities, even where they have their own passionate fan bases, and they sell out their stadiums like Kansas City, and yet the Steelers are going to show up at a hotel on Saturday, and there's going to be like tons of Steeler fans there. That has to be an interesting feeling when you guys are on the road for the playoffs.
You know, I get goosebumps right now just thinking about it, because I can remember specifically so many times, almost all the time, but going on the road and coming out of the hotel to get on the bus to go to the stadium, and there are thousands of people outside the hotel just wanting to cheer you on and see you load the bus and go to the stadium. And it's an incredible thing to see, such a passionate fan base. And you know, as soon as you walk out of that, it's unreal. When you walk out of a hotel, you're not expecting to see anything, and all of a sudden you look up and there's thousands of Steeler fans there just wanting to cheer you on and see you load the bus.
Well, yeah, let's follow up on that a little bit, because we're really close with Ramon Foster. We talked to him quite a bit. He used to appear on our station all the time. And he said, like, it's not a put-on when I say that, and we don't oversell that. We'll be in Arizona, or we'll be in Los Angeles, or we'll be in Tennessee and Nashville. And it still is every single time when you see that horde of Steeler fans, you go, I can't believe there are this many that are here. What is going on? So you guys do have those discussions in the locker room?
Oh, absolutely. You know, especially I think, you know, we always see fans at the stadium and outside the stadium because it's game day. But like I just said, when you see that amount of fans that maybe aren't even going to the game, but they drove to that hotel just to see you get on the bus, I mean, that's insane. And so it's definitely a topic of conversation.
How do you think, and Matt Spaeth, former Steelers tight end with us here on the Fan Morning Show, how do you think the culture of this team gets transitioned through a new quarterback and possibly, we're hearing reports, a new GM after the draft? Just how difficult can it be to transition that, and how have some teams maybe lost that over the years, and how do the Steelers hold on to it?
You know, I've been telling Steeler fans here for a while that, you know, I say we because I'm one of them now, you know, we're real spoiled with Ben. And I would say that we're real spoiled with Kevin Colbert, too. So going into this offseason, losing both of them, those are two huge, you know, pieces that we're going to be losing. And the obvious one is Ben because of what he's done and for 18 years. And it's hard to transition. You don't see very many teams transition from one great quarterback to the next. It's been done a few times. You see it, Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers and Joe Montana to Steve Young. But it's pretty rare. So I say enjoy it while it lasts, because who knows when we're going to have the next great quarterback. It could be a long time. We could be a franchise that goes through a drought, and we've been spoiled with Big Ben. And I think we've been spoiled with Kevin Colbert, too, because you see what he's done. He's a huge piece of this organization, not just, you know, from a personnel standpoint, but just a culture standpoint. People love Kevin Colbert. People respect Kevin Colbert, and he's going to be – you know, as big a loss as anybody.
You know, well, one guy we know is going to be back is Mike Tomlin. And, Matt, you're in an interesting position because your rookie year was his rookie year. It was his first year as a coach. And then you came back. You went to the Chicago for a couple of years. How did you see Mike Tomlin change, say, from the Mike Tomlin that you first encountered when you got into the league and then when you rejoined the Steelers? What were the similarities, differences?
I would say similarities. I don't think he's changed all that much, and I think he's pretty vocal about that. Like, I believe in what I believe. We're going to do what we're going to do. You hear, when he talks, he's an incredible speaker and an incredible leader, and he commands, like, the focus of the room anytime he stands in front of the team. But the message doesn't change. It's incredible. I mean, he delivers it in different ways, but his messaging – and his, you know, his core beliefs of football and culture and team, they don't change, and he preaches it the same way. So I would say he's stayed relatively consistent, you know, at least through my time. I don't, you know, I'm not there now, but he's been pretty consistent in his messaging.
You could text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Do you think Mike Tomlin is looked at locally different than he is nationally? That is to say, and maybe it's like this with every football coach, but he gets a lot more heat locally. And if you go somewhere, if you go to Phoenix, or if you go to Seattle, if you go to Miami, they go, what are you talking about? He's a great football coach. How are you criticizing him at all?
I do believe that. I think any organization would be super, super lucky to have a Mike Tomlin. A lot of teams, you know, would kill for a guy like a coach like Mike Tomlin. You see how they go through coaches like they go through quarterbacks, like some organizations. We're spoiled. We're spoiled with Ben. We're spoiled with Kevin Colbert. The Rooneys are absolutely incredible owners. And, you know, Mike Tomlin is part of that culture. And I think we're spoiled. And I think it's easy. I get it. It's all, you know, there's always going to be criticism, right? There's always, you know, Monday morning quarterbacks or armchair quarterbacks. So there's always going to be that. But I absolutely agree with you that, you know, on a national level, he is, you know, everybody would want to have a Mike Tomlin coach in their team.
Former Steelers tight end Matt Spaeth with us here on the Fan Morning Show for just a couple more minutes. We're talking a lot about front offices. We're talking about coaches. We're talking about cultures. Of all those openings out there, Matt, is which are more attractive? A place like Jacksonville where maybe you can go as a head coach and be one of the ones who helps establish a culture given what they haven't been able to accomplish there? Or is it a place like Chicago or New York where you know there's a family that owns the team and there's been a standard set over the years even if it hasn't been achieved lately?
That's a tough question to answer because I don't know the dynamics of each and every organization from, you know, the owners and the owners' involvement in a day-to-day basis and just how the overall culture is. Obviously, a coach can come in and instill a culture, but it takes time as well. And I don't think sometimes, you know, a coach in Jacksonville, and I'm not talking about this previous coach because I think, you know, we all saw what happened there, but a lot of times organizations aren't patient enough, I don't think, to really let a coach instill their culture and get it, you know, get their guys. And it takes time to build that. I think that's why, you know, Pittsburgh is such probably an awesome job for anybody, like a Coach Tomlin, because we don't go through coaches. And I think that's why we have a lot of sustained success is people are here for a long time and that you get that culture instilled and it stays in place. And I think that's why a lot of organizations struggle because it's constant turnover.
Okay, Matt, how do they win on Sunday night?
Oh, they got to run the ball. They're going to have to win the turnover battle. These are obvious things, and I think they just have to keep it close till late in the game. I think that's going to be the key. We talked about struggling in the first half. They can't get down a bunch of points because I don't think they'd be able to rally back from a bunch of points. But if they go into halftime or, you know, mid-third quarter and they're within, you know, 10 points, and I'm going to get real excited because I think the Steelers have a great chance.
All right, this is the obligatory question we've got to ask. Like, if you were on, if Reimersma were on, if Tooman were on, if Heath were on, tall white guy tight end question, how good can Freiermuth be?
I love his game. He's incredible. His run after the catch is what really I enjoy. He catches the ball well. That's an obvious, but I think what surprised me is his run after catch. He's really good there. You know, people are going to obviously compare him to Heath. It's too early to me to really compare him to Heath because Heath was such an incredible all-around tight end. I mean, Heath did everything well. He blocked well, whether it was in a run game or pass game. He caught the ball well, and he had good run after the catch. I think where Freiermuth early on probably has better run after catch than Heath did. But time will tell whether he's going to live up to, you know, what Heath did, just because Heath did everything so well.
Real quick, do you think he can get to that level, though, in what you've seen early? Like, he can be that good?
Absolutely. He's not, I will say this, he's not as big as I thought he was going to be. But you don't have to be big to block well. Blocking is a mindset, especially in the NFL, and it takes a little while to get your feel for it. But if you have the attitude and you have the mindset that you want to be a good run blocker or just a good blocker in general, you can be.
Absolutely. Matt Spaeth. Matt, we appreciate it. We do. We'll do it again sometime soon. Thank you so very much, and we'll chat again.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Matt. Good stuff.
Matt Spaeth. That was really good stuff.
And, of course, he's not as big as he thought he – Who's bigger than Matt Spaeth?
Gentry, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? I love – so the text line is back up and running now.
If
we had some technical
Heath.
Difficulty. Yes.
No.
They heard Spaeth, and they go, when he played, I did it. So, Heath.
You know, to hear a guy, though, say that Freiermuth can be that good this early – and we forget, I mean, he's played 16, 17 NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the stories that comes out of this year, for sure.
For both of those guys, Najee and Freiermuth, the fact that they've withstood, I mean, it's punishment, the NFL, man. You get beat up, and I understand college seasons are longer, especially if you go to Alabama, you play 14, 15 games every year, but still, it's different.
I love talking to guys of that vintage that were around the Super Bowl teams or whatever, that say, like, listen, I know there may not be a Steeler way or whatever, and that can be cliched, but what I do know is, it's not the same in other places, especially guys that have gone and played in other places, like Matt did in Chicago. I mean, that is, you have to take that.
You heard that, I remember B-Mac.
Correct.
Like, or Willie Gay, I think those guys, they it was different when they went elsewhere. And they
that
said,
whole band that went to Arizona and then came back.
Yeah, sometimes you don't realize how good you have it.
Absolutely. Great stuff from Matt. We'll talk to him again. He was really, really super,
great.
I thought.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.